Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's some music by Magix with Sexy Lady. We also checked out Burna Boy with the City Boys. 8:38, that's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Now, we did promise you a conversation about a new sports documentary, Beyond the Goalpost. And Otili Tutu Mungoba, the celebrated creative practitioner and producer and director of the sports document, is in studio, as well as YT. Let me start off with YT being the actually a feature that's in the sports document. Good morning, YT. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good. Before we get to Otili and Tutu itself, YT, what position do you play?
I play as a winger.
As a winger?
Yes.
So you're quite speedy.
Yes.
Left or right or both?
Both.
Both. So you play with both feet?
Yes.
You're good with both? Both,
yeah, but mostly with the right.
With the right more. Yeah. But you can handle your left.
Yeah, I can handle my left.
Free kick shandies?
There's a player called Khalifa in our team that actually takes it. Mostly I take corners.
Corners, you take the corners. You know that back in the day they used to say that corners are goal. Like if you speak to the old schoolers, the old heads, they'll tell you corners are goal. Is it the same situation when your corners go, they make use of your good deliveries?
Yeah, they do.
YT, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. YT, let's talk about this documentary, Beyond the Goalpost. What's this documentary about? And make us understand, in the sense that, you know, it perhaps gives us an idea of what is happening with footballers like yourself.
Okay. So this documentary is all about ERA's history, how it started from grassroots, how it formed its foundation, and how it's still growing. It's all about girls out there mostly being neglected by the old age that happened, like about past events that took place that couldn't let ladies play soccer. But then as the generation grows, as the years go by, they started accepting it and all that.
Where did you grow up? Let make me understand of the area, especially the team that you play for. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Valves.
You're a Bainar?
Yeah, I guess a Bainar.
Oh, where?
So I grew up in Valves in a small location, Kwisop Moon. Yeah, that's where it all started.
Where in Kwisop?
That side of Sea Point.
Oh, Sea Point's a Mensa.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Where did you school?
I schooled at primary. I was at KPS, Kwisop Moon Primary School. And then my senior year, I was at Dinasag High School.
But Dinasag is very good with football. By the time of my years, they didn't have a female team. Do they have now?
Now, I don't think they really do have, like, it aged out. Should I say phased out?
Phased out. All right. So you leave Walvis Bay now, and you leave Walvis Bay for Windhoek.
Yes.
Okay. What did you come do in Windhoek?
I came to Windhoek for school and also for soccer.
What are you studying?
I'm studying Bachelor's of Accountancy.
Accountancy?
Yes.
Except for you. Okay. This is now with NASNA.
Yeah, with NASNA.
Wait, did you say CA?
Yes.
Chartered Accountant?
Yeah.
So you know, there was a running joke on campus, right? There was a running joke on campus during my years, back then, Polytech. I had a friend that did accounting as well, but no more
like, oh, general.
Exactly. But I prepared the message, is that still the joke today?
Yeah, it
wow,
is,
bro.
Like, the thing.
Yeah. Anyways, good old times. You just took me back, YT. Anyways, so now, as you are now in Windhoek now, what year are you, by the way?
I'm second year.
Second year. So as you are in Windhoek now, where does the football bug bite you? How did you get involved with football?
Oh, for football, it's from a very young age, I started playing football.
Okay.
So it's also like a coping mechanism for me if academics really gives me the pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. But where did you now meet a team, like in Windhoek? Where did you Did you go for trials at a team, or was it because of the location where you at that you just started playing with the girls there?
Girls. Oh no, there's like a small team in Valves called Super Ladies. So if you really perform there, you give. They see like, okay, there's something here growing. Then they will send you to Windhoek to Coach Eto's team. And then, yeah.
But what's it, Coach Eto?
Yeah, Coach Eto.
So he is now your coach right now. He's your mentor right now.
Yes.
Okay. And that's where you come in, Tutu, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Who approaches who, Tutu? Does Coach Eto approach you? Do you approach him? Or do you see this thing and you're like, man, this should be on screen?
The conversation really started off doing a corporate video, to seek endorsement and sponsorship for the team.
Mm.
So that's how it started off. It was just supposed to be a quick 10-minute who the Arrows Ladies Football Club are, what they're about, you know, how they're doing in the league, and of course one or two profiles on the key players. Mm. But then it took a life of its own. So we started shooting in August. No?
Yeah, August last year.
Yeah, August. And then we just finished the last bit of it, probably like a month ago. So I actually spent a month or like probably 4 to 6 weeks with the girls before actually shooting them.
Because you want
so
you
all that
to
I wanted to do, yes, I wanted to really do the casting.
Mm.
So which is attending their practice runs, attending their games, when they've got get-togethers, really just to scout for personalities or doing casting. So that's how it started off. And then now it has taken a life of its own. And it's a full 45-er documentary.
45 minutes?
Yeah, 45 minutes.
Congratulations, that's huge. In film language, that's huge.
Yeah, so that's huge. But then I think also the client, which is a football club, they really wanted to have something lengthy. It was shorter. There are shorter versions of it. That will be also put online later on. But for now, we're doing the full 45-er.
Okay. You see, now, you know, as someone that's also involved in the film process in this country, it's always difficult to get your stuff screened on professional platforms like the broadcasters. Are you in conversation with any of the broadcasters? Are they interested in screening?
Yes.
You know, what's the situation there?
Yes. So it's quite disheartening, really, NSK. That broadcasters have to purchase or have to agree on a purchasing, on a licensing, and a licensing contract with the filmmaker or with the producer.
Yes, that's how it works professionally.
So right now the going rate per minute, which is the purchasing minute, it's probably between 850 to 2.5 per minute. That they should pay per minute. So if the broadcaster is supposed to purchase beyond the goalpost, the market value right now would be on average of 1K per minute. So they'll be paying myself to do creative concepts and the team probably like 45K. But then again, it really boils down to the commissioning budget that the broadcasters have for the year. So normally the ideal is that broadcasters countrywide, big or small, are supposed to have a commissioning budget.
Of course.
But in Namibia,
why are you in the business if you don't have a commissioning budget?
But in Namibia, we do it slightly the other way around when it comes to local content production. So you find our broadcasters are producing local content instead of buying it. Right. So we have entities now, independent entities that are really looking at, as you know, upgrading the industry and having calls for documentaries or films magazine shows. So there is a lot of work that needs to be done. 10 years ago, the commissioning of outside or ad hoc productions for broadcasters was awesome. But right now, you find that broadcasters are functioning as production houses, which is not supposed to be the case, really. So it's quite disheartening. I think a lot needs to be done from a governance perspective, and that really instills the way forward for production or broadcasters to go forward to really evoke and propel the industry.
Yeah.
It's really killing us. I didn't want to say that. Ouch.
But
we are in talks. NSK, as you know, you do a lot of content. And Shaquan also does a lot of content online as well. So with regards to the news that looking at monetization of content online, that's really good news for producers of all sorts in Namibia right now. Okay. Where, and people forget a music video is a production.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right. A reel that you're putting out is a production. Whether it's 30 seconds to a whole hour and a half, production is really just production.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's where we want to go with Beyond the Goalpost, isn't
That's it? What we want to do with Beyond the Goalpost. Mm. It's one of its kind. You know me. I like starting trends.
Of course.
So if I've not really come across a documentary locally that features and the stories of women in soccer. Mm. So following them for about 4 to 6 months, getting to know them off the soccer pitch, on the soccer pitch, and really diving into the challenges that they face as female footballers, and really holding office bearers accountable really for the development of the game. So it's really, it's an advocacy point of view.
Mm.
You know, I like to ruffle a little bit of feathers.
Of course.
That's but then it's also celebrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk screening from this point onwards. Mm. Are we looking at screening dates, or are we still sorting out those logistics?
So we're screening tomorrow with the premiere.
Uh-huh.
So we are happy that the NFA endorsed the venue.
Fantastic.
Which is the soccer house in Katatura next to the Groot Winkels. So we are there tomorrow at 6:30.
Mm.
We're really asking people to come through promptly.
Is there a stipend?
So the stipend is $30. Mm. Normally we'd go for bigger, but you know us. We're still trying to evoke people to take out money out of their pockets to pay for the fraternity. But the stipend really goes towards the purchasing of health packs and sanitary pads for female footballers.
Yeah.
We know that's a big issue with female soccer. Even Whitey can talk about it.
Of course.
With female soccer players who are really interfering their cycle so that they can play a game, or so that they don't have to go through the menstrual pain and discomfort just to play a game or just to show up on pitch.
Mm.
So we're really trying to see. And you know, you have sanitary pad boxes that go from, I don't know, 25 to probably 45. It depends what type of brand you have.
Yeah.
But not everybody has that.
So it would help tomorrow if I show up and I show up with a box of
it will help. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Whitey, are you ready to be a star, dude?
Yes, yes.
Because tomorrow when that screening happens, when people start snapping you, you know, you're going to be in our league. Like Shaquan and I now, and then and Get Rich and everybody else that's famous now. You'll be in our league now.
we're really trying to evoke that with our cast.
Of course.
Because many soccer players are not, athletes are not talkers.
Mm, they're not. Yeah, they're
they
not.
They are not. So this is why we spend a lot of time with them off camera.
Yeah.
So we can just get to know them. And then when you do the interview, it's like having a frank, earnest conversation.
I see.
But
I
also
see.
Then the vulnerability that comes with it.
And all of that is depicted with the
All of that is depicted. So, yeah. But of course, in the documentary, they are very eloquent. You know, when we do the editing, make them look... We really make them look good.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you look at the artwork, the posters and whatever, they did a whole professional photo shoot.
Okay.
And you know, they have now this little player cards.
Yes.
So
those are pretty dope.
Yes.
I saw those, yeah.
So we're looking for it to really look world class because we're not looking only at producing for Namibia.
Okay.
So we're looking at also doing for the international market as well. So it really needs to look prim and proper.
Tutu, help us with an email address or something because, I mean, the whole... Southern Africa is listening to us. Perhaps if we want to get involved with you, even up, even beyond the screening, just a contact away.
The social media is very easy.
Yeah.
My name is really the way you say it is the way you spell it. Otilia Tutu Mungoba, O T H I L I A Tutu T U T U Mungoba M U N G O B A. So I go by that name on all my socials, also on LinkedIn as well. For people who want to touch base with an email address, it's tutucreativeconcepts@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty straightforward.
Very easy.
Tutu, Whitey, we wish you guys all the best with tomorrow.
Well, thank you.
I think this is groundbreaking, to be honest with you. And Tutu, I think we will probably need to have you back sometime later in the year just to have contextualized the film and TV struggles.
Oh,
yes. Because people don't necessarily understand it. They have the questions of why is there not enough Namibian content on our screens? That's always a question mark. But what you just explained now, that's literally just a percentage of the bigger problem behind the scenes,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
But we'll get to it. We'll get to it. For now, we're celebrating Beyond the Post.
For you and I, we're always talking about the struggles, but I think 2025 is a lekker year for Namibia.
Oh, because of the charter now,
Of course. But then, of course, also, with the new dispensation, they are putting a lot of money into the...
Of course.
So
okay.
I think everybody needs to align themselves strategically, business-wise as well. And let's make our money the right way as creatives going forward.
And so if you're wondering whether the future is really female, here's NSK surrounded by three incredible women.
Hey!
With March 21st even welcoming a new president, which is female, by... stick around, don't go anywhere. 8:53, that's your time.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.